Flying 10 from the Flying series. I just want to make sure, can everyone see the graphics going
yeah,
by?
It's perfect.
Okay, thank you. My flying is my prayer. My flying is my soul's song. Mellifluous prayer, mellifluous flying. Striving to synthesize beautiful symphonies. Sometimes in a discordant labyrinth. Sometimes in a blissful cadence. Sometimes in clashing thunder without solidarity or resonating melody. Sometimes in harmonic raindrops like divine notes quenching our hearts' thirst. Connecting, rising into a new cycle of incarnation. My flying is my ode. My flying is my soul's lyrics. Pioneering ode, pioneering flying. Pollinating my thoughts with a nectar of imagination. Sometimes in dignified humility. Sometimes in illuminating speech. Sometimes in the remaining few, upholding their ideas, albeit unprotected and betrayed. Sometimes in a united consciousness, bursting into a grid of light. Inspiring, rising into a thrilling creation. My flying is my dance. My flying is my soul swirling. Orbiting dance, orbiting flying. Coalescing, protecting from dark entities. Sometimes in merciless defeat. Sometimes in rays of jubilation. Sometimes in the crashing sea waves, spattering and victimizing with mortal selfishness. Sometimes in the lapping sea waves, smoothing over the roughness, releasing our sweetness. Initiating, rising into a rewarding metamorphosis. My flying is my apocalypse. My flying is my soul's ambrosia. Deifying apocalypse, deifying flying. Freeing, joining my spirit with skies of art. Sometimes in expressionless disillusion. Sometimes in mystic truth. Sometimes in a dark cave, the gravity of darkness weighing us down. Sometimes in the golden dawn, a phoenix soaring, never touching ground. Outshining, rising into rejuvenating catharsis. Our flying is our utopia. Our flying is our heaven on earth. Crystalline utopia, crystalline flying. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alexandra. Gramina Moffat. So next up on the open mic is Catherine. Special thanks to Patricia Looney in Cork City Libraries for her Poetry in the Park initiative, and happy enough to have this poem displayed and chosen. It's in Ballincollig Regional Park. Okay. Gugan Barra. Just after midnight, on the outskirts of city, the moon gave birth to an everlasting sun. Silver clouds parted, purple mist descended into the marsh lapped by the lea. The night's labour unfolded St. Finbar, kissing the hands of time, small house to cathedral, wildflower to altar, outskirts to myth, source to sea, Cork was born. Thank you, Catherine. Yeah, Patricia Looney is amazing. She's done fabulous things for Cork poetry and fairness. She's amazing. Okay, so next up is Constantine.
I'm really here to read the four poems.
Go up to the.
Yeah. Is it enough?
Maybe two. Can you say two, Constantine? Mm-hmm. Two poems, okay, because we don't have time.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure. Words. Between you and me, there are words. Ideas float in the air, like the sound of the sea, resistant, like buzzer. In our beings, the worlds are spaces, times, like the colors of the rainbow. Seasons. The strong wind shakes the leaves. The seasons are changing for me. I tie to a corner of my soul on an olive branch.
That's a beautiful choice. Sorry,
if they were long. No, but, yeah. My voice is very sharp. It's just happiness. I haven't seen you in a long time. Your hair scatters a million stars, a spring song, a song of love. I recognize you among the lights and shadows. I'm waiting for you there. Butterflies flying, the hidden meanings of flowers, music on the air, in the sky, the train of love. The light drives away the darkness. On the river of life and memories, butterflies are flying.
Thank you, Constantine. Next up is Mr. JJF.
Okay, I didn't know what poem I was going to do tonight, but that Paul Celan, about my apologies, but I have a German ex-wife, my stuff's about death, and I like blue and white, and I was like, are you kidding me? So, like, I have to do my poem about that, you know, so. I don't know about fortune or glory, but what's most important for me, memento mori. For my life can be a suspenseful story, or to rather rife with events which bore me. And I know, I gotta let go of those death sticks, but this flow is still so, so deft and electric, and I guess it's, I hope to live my life the best I can, while taking copious notes of the best bits, as I push cancerous thoughts from my mind further down the line, because I'm covered in soot and grime. Hoping the tumor they find in 25 years' time is benign. People always ask, man, why are you so damn strident? You don't understand the devastation of the evisceration. It's because I laid in a stagnant pit of stagnation for 6 years and almost died inside it. And the jury is still out if that escape route was divinely or self-guided. Now that bright white light is sparking, arcing, invading the cracks, the crevices, the current residence of the humming dark things. Don't you hear the melody they're strumming upon each and every one of my heartstrings? Remember, I'm never just a dusty, dumb, done thing, but rather forever in the process of becoming someone, something. And I stay steadily sketching out a meticulous list of what to do while I'm alive. I keep it fluid inside until the oh-so-solid conclusions arrive. I'll do my best to not let death ruin the vibe. I'll do my best to not let death ruin the night, and I keep my eyesight tied tight to the blue and the white. Death died, but I've resurrected him just right. So we've continued to tussle and fight with renewed muscle and might, and he will win at the end of the day. But on this day, I get to say, I'm living my life fully and completely. For I fear we're here but once, and ever so briefly. Now I get to begin to begin to begin again. Now I get to begin to begin to again again. And now I get to begin to begin to ascend again. I get to begin to begin to transcend again. I get to begin to begin to live again. And I get to begin to begin to live again.
Oh, no. Woo! Gramila Mahagut Jason. We're going to jump back to Zoom. To Sfongo, are you there? Sfongo. There you are, the man. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready. Hello, everyone. My name is Pongo. I'm a spoken word artist from Zimbabwe. I'm going to try to share screen here. Since I found these online platforms, I've been trying to find ways I can get people to connect with my poetry. I know I'm cute and old, but I think sometimes people don't need to see me. Not this. Maybe they might want to see the poetry. Let's share that. All right. So this poem is titled The Rain Dance. If the slide is not perfect, I just did this like 20 minutes ago, so yeah. We all sat around the fireplaces, the tongues of the fire seemingly taunting our hungry looking faces. We had not left the room, nor none had the nerve, nor until the ritual was over. We sat on the floor, cross-legged, frozen, waiting for the first droplet. The ground smelt of Bessie, spring had come and gone, but even the trees that hung onto their leaves were grieved to hear them fall to the ground. Raising tons of dust that hang above our heads like a friendly ghost come to boast, the rhythm of life got synced to the cries of the bleeding goats. We had drank their blood and ate the flesh of their kin in an effort to keep soul glued to skin. The people were quiet, but each whispered in their minds the truth unspeakable. The cross steeple that stood atop the cathedral, seemingly violating the sky, rendered her barren. Gone are the days of the rain dance when the rainmaker through the orifice of the hot springs in Binga disappeared for 7 days and came back with basket loads of harvest maize to tell of the bumper harvest, a gift from the gods of the land. If he came with his hands empty like politicians' promise of food security, the tribe knew the drums had to beat for the people to clap and the gods to dance until the earth cried tears of rain. We were one with the land, more so gods of the rain. So I pray thee tell which gods do thee serve that let ye starve? No. No blasphemy, let's have none of that nonsense for the starving child whose father works the fields but the rains unfold, whose mother gathers the wood but the cat sleeps on the head, whose stomach grumbles the Lord's prayer but all the Lords are deaf here, shoulders will never carry the unpleasant weight of the scuffed teen as she goes to school, she bends but not a single droplet for her throat to cool, so she learns that the globe is getting warm, that Mother Earth never speaks, but she whispers silent cries every time a car turns into a passive smoker, taking it to cloud nine. But do you know what smoke does to lungs? It creates a hole so big the sun will escape the hands of time and burn us all alive. No rain to cool us down, let alone irrigate the Garden of Eden long lost to the hands of men. The serpent hisses his joy from now until ever. Men shall starve and men shall die a slow and quiet death with every last breath Mother Earth takes. Thank you very much. I definitely need to fix the timing of that.
Wow. Fermila Mahagos, thanks very much. That was fantastic. Fermila Mahagos Hongo. We're going to move on, and you're back in the room. Cullum Scully.
Thanks. That was brilliant to hear something there from Zimbabwe, you know, connecting us all to hear something live like that. Fantastic. This is a poem I may have read here before, but I forget, so I'll give it another shot. It's about my dad, who died about 25 years ago. It's a short one called The Electrician. There's a sweet spot on his pliers. With a tight squeeze, I cut the garden wire, then wind it around the bamboo cane. No matter what, I always find it where the ridges meet below the eye. If a stranger tried it, they'd throw it to one side. But Dad always caught the cable and spun the pliers gently, working it as a blade. With a sharp pull, he'd reveal copper, pointed, ready for connection, blue, green, and brown. I retrieved it from his toolbox and used it on occasion, and I'm no tradesman. Still, if there's a cable to be cut or sunflowers to be staked, I'll grab its taped up handle, and together we'll find that sweet spot.
To hauling our fat column. Do you have a poetry film of that? No, God, because I've heard it before, but I pictured it as a, I think that's the one you might have to do. The Hauling Her Fad, Carmila Mahagot. Next up, Jim Cricker.
And this is called Detached Retina of the Third Eye. My third eye floats above my head, a huge and translucent orb, has witnessed all of my existence, recorded all of the lonely moments, replays them without consideration while I'm trying to sleep. It ignores me when I bounce it off the wall like a beach ball. I fall asleep under the glow of my childhood, failed relationships, parting words lull me to sleep like the cot mobile of a baby goth. The iris of my third eye is always changing colours, like a mood ring, flashing amber when depression sets in. The hazard lights will not power off until I investigate. I've tried waving traffic past, but it only draws attention, rubbernecking. I take the bus to therapy, my third eye on the seat behind me, blinking like an SOS balloon. After I shower and self-soothe, slather my skin with fragrant creams, my third eye turns a purple glow and nods in agreement. Love messes with my depth perception. My third eye strains to see. Like a walrus making its way towards water, then falling off a cliff. My therapist said I should have gone to Specsavers. After laying on the shore, ordering dominoes, working remote, I'll waddle back into the gym and pound my feet on the treadmill. When cornered by dull conversations, it inflates and takes me away, like Mary Poppins, floating through my kaleidoscope mind. The orange, yellow, green light bathing the face of the boar, whose conversation is long, laborious, and loquacious. He speaks in lists of countries, of elements, of actors. My third eye steals Arnold Schwarzenegger from the list. I'll leave, cradled by his Adonis physique, and I will not be Bach. Thank you.
Be the market, Jim, calling her fat. We're going to move on with Patricia Walsh. This is called the wise curse. We are there, waiting to be glossed over, trapped by the formulaic for years to come, historically deprived of joy, rooting through detritus, dealing under orders, loving sanitized heads, exiled out of school, running home again. Some disallowed goal frightens the common ground. Running through coffee, response already given. The sleeping joke capitalizes on a miserable sin. Too upright to be spoiled, genuinely caring. Married off to the threatened, shot dead. Together as role models, grinding angles away. The stock cliche is running into glorified stasis. The cassette tape in his bulk sings merrily down the stream. Mature recollection watching on a park grace. Strong and weak, going through the Lundlove type. Jokes under distance, pummeling their usefulness. The useful puns gone away from more recognition, growing into submission, the day flying away. Commissioned into another blame, asking for it. Not alone the funniest, of course he's fine. The destructive urge crashes on a wave of crime. Inward as it seems, taking a year off, recovering at a premium, not seeing the light, walking on three legs at night, the wildest curse.
Thank you, Patricia. We might jump online there now again to hear Pam, and she's in her car.
Thank y'all. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. All right. This is called May It Go Easy. May it go easy for you, Aunt Jackie, 9.5 decades in this membrane of living and dying. And may it go easy for me, cocooned as I am with you in this beginning ending time. You aren't my cookie bacon aunt like Aunt Alta. You are my lioness aunt, pushing your 99-pound frame in front of mine when the late night knocking comes. Knuckles rapping hard against triple bolted door. Too late for anyone to come calling that knows you. I catch the soft, loose skin folds of your upper arm and say, you stay here, I'll go. Your arm bone resists like mighty oak, does not yield. I tuck behind you, dutiful niece, cloaked in your stubborn protection once more. We silent walk with fear-born fierceness to shuttered door. Is it your heartbeat I hear or mine pounding loud enough for both? Don't open the door, I say. I won't, you say. Lift the blind a little and look. I do. No one is there in dim carport light. Is it death come calling for one or both of us? I watch through what remains of night between back door and your bedroom door. Maymaw's wedding ring quilt lies still over your fetal curled 5-foot frame. I lean close and hear you shallow breathe. I whisper sing, oh, sisters, let's go down, down to the river to pray. Incantation like salt laid at door threshold. Take not my aunt, warrior woman in man world, Southern Bell supervisor, woman who stayed the course, not now. Take not me, warrior woman in breast cancer survival, woman who stays the course beyond statistical years, not now. My birthday gift to you has unfolded from bud to full bloom, red rose petals falling, a pool of blood-letting memories. I remember the story of the night Uncle Chris's murderers came knocking, drunk with whiskey and police protection, taunting Grandma and 16-year-old Sarah, not yet mother to you or Maymaw to me. I remember the night when Daddy Paul didn't come home and the knocking came. Maymaw sat all night between my bed and kitchen door in a quiet that scared me more than the knocking. Dawn comes and brushes light into shadow. I barefoot step on carport concrete into an August morning masquerading as fall. Sun has yet to lift fog blanket from mountain. I hear the best kind of knocking, pileated woodpecker, slow drumming the world steady again. And then a lighter tapping, not bird this time. It is you, came walking into another day. May it go easy. Thank you.
Beautiful as always, Pam. Gurmila Mahogat, thank you very much. Brilliant. I think that went down really well. We're going to move on back in the room with Cedric. Are you well? Are you ready?
I realize that I've written this one actually quite a while back, 2017, I think. It's called Misfortune. With barely enough cloth over our heart, sparkles, sparkles, spins, spins, like a wild eye's misfortune. To the beats of the club on the floor, seems an easy win, spins, spins. Like a white dice, dances to the tune. Shines like a million diamonds, sparkling, both a jewel and a queen. An appeal to which no joker is immune. She can deal with a bad hand, this lady against four kings wins. Never folds against all ends, leading three jacks to their ruin. Sometimes on the way home, a rather foul deal of a king follows, slithering, grabs the scantily clad lady very soon. Swiftly, she draws a blade, an ace, promising a haul for a spade, gives an explicit silent message to the goon. With a poker face, she threatens. He won't try his luck again, for he now knows what is misfortune.
Jeremy Lamaga, Cedric. I think we'd all like a minute to kind of process, digest that. But I will have to move on to our next poet, which is Sue Bloom.
Thanks very much, and because it is Irish night, I'm going to pick up the thread from earlier, and I'm going to do a translation of my own poem from the German, and I'm going to start with the German version. This is a very old poem, written in 1996. I have changed a lot since, but here we go.
Die Tigerin. Alte Lieder aufgebrochen, singen in mein altes Herz. Alte Tränen wunden wieder, eitern jetzt den neuen Schmerz. Alte Waffen klirren wieder, sind erneut zur Tat bereit. Die Erkenntnis sinkt da nieder, trifft den Wurm im neuen Kleid. Neues Wissen lässt mich leiden, was dem Alten Leid gebracht. Helle Augen weinen Tränen, wo aus Schulden Wut gemacht. Alte Waffen haben Mauern vor mein neues Lied gebaut, denn ich konnte nur verletzen, dem am tiefsten mich vertraut. Wirst mein altes Lied erhören, bis du ganz daran zerbrichst. Sie, die Tigerin, zerstörend, liebt behutsam ganz für sich. Wandle nicht auf meinen Wegen, denn ich stoße tief ins Herz. und zerstöre, was ich liebe. Und am Ende bleibt nur Schmerz. The Tigress. Bygone songs erupted, burst in my ancient heart lament. Bygone tears, rewounded sores, fester now with new torment. Again the ancient weapons sound, set to recommit the crime, and the insight sinks to ground, strikes the worm in new attire. New awareness makes me feel what's brought suffering to the old. Brighter eyes are shedding tears, where from guilt now anger grows. Ancient weapons have built walls to keep my new song hid and hushed, for bringing only harm to those I devote my deepest trust. Will you hear my bygone song, even though it drags you down? See, the tigress, lethal, strong, loves with caution all alone. Do not walk with me on my path. I claw into your heart too deep, and thus destroy the ones I love. And in the end, remains just grief.
Lovely. Thank you, Sue. Thanks a million. Next up is Roisin Leggettbone. Thanks everyone, it's so great to hear the poems. This is called the Night Sweepers. The Night Sweepers. Before dawn walks the fog from another day, the islanders gather. On the motorway, they bow their heads and sweep up what remains. Among the debris of tire shavings and lonely hubcaps, the dead can be found. The white-tipped tail of a vixen, once a cushion for newborn whiskers, or a piece of a crow still tethering something that looks like a wing. The night sweepers have no need for words. A tip of a finger above their tweed caps is enough to lift the stretchers made of ash and muslin, while their brush bristles, strong as badger's hair, dip heavy from the loop of salty belts. Odd scatterings might be mistaken. A toddler's ankle sock may take the shape of a pygmy shrew, or a doll scarf, a queen bee's fallen rain. For those still alive, they will apply honeycomb blinkers to their eyes and wrap them in bandages made of kelp. And as the morning bleeds at traffic lights, nurses question their lantern eyes as they sway home from graveyard shifts at the hospice, where the dying remember the taste of snow. And from their knotted throats, the night sweepers murmur a low drift hum as they lay the dead to rest in kirks swathed with elder flowers and with candles in their eyes. They remove their caps once more as the sea rises. Jermila Mahogat, she is the holy of thought. Jermila Mahogat. We're going to move on to our next poet, and that's Antonio, and he's ready to go.
Hi, thank you for the wonderful poems so far. It's really great this evening, and a lot of emotions and feelings. So it's I hope to be at the right standard now. So this poem is called "The Late Afternoon." Clouds become clay, a reflection of feelings, an unconscious shape. The air challenges the molecular tenderness of the water. A summer breeze, moment of an almost elsewhere, tasting the receipts of traditional dishes, reconnecting in a glance past and future. In a late afternoon, when the sun goes down, the astonishing, nostalgic feeling embraces the heart, an unexpected melancholy, painted of a light blue. Clouds have escaped for many times to retain the last chance to say goodbye. Gathering of thoughts, notes of flowers, for the last glass of wine, recording an intimate blast. Thank you.
Beautiful, Antonio. Thanks very much. Jamila Mahabat, absolutely beautiful. Next up is tonight's five-word champion. Up you come, Fionnuala. Fionnuala O'Connor.
Thank you. This is something I wrote recently, and it doesn't have a name yet. The machine is a host for the ghost to move. Through the plains, vegetation is left to nourish. It's a part of the bigger game. We forget that we are the same, embodied by another's cloak. Empathy for the machine is a joke. Through the machine, energy soaks. Moving mountains, getting strokes. Too much rest leaves you broke. Exploited profits, muddy air. Breathing chokes, again, is a joke. Planting seeds to feed the machine. The garden is never full. The machine is never full. The machine does not know what full is. It's up to the ghost.
Thank you, Fionnuala, Mahu, Jamila Mahabat. And next up is Raphael. Welcome back up. That's a good name, Raphael Olimpio. That's a good, strong name you've got there.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. So this piece is called Inquisition. My phone died, so I'm only going to give you one verse of it, if that's okay. Relented in my determined inquisition. Who am I? A pretentious attention-seeking and insecure human who confines in the world only leads to daily admission. Or you want to start conversing, put me in a box, confessing, man, that's nonsense. I need change, so give me back my 5 cents. Hold up, got a notification. The trades of the media has become a part of my acquisitions. Stupidities in orbit like common viral infections. Infect them of simpletons, baptize them of foreign sense, and there goes your innocence. Caesar season, you citizens with this full-blown experience, leaving you with this Frankenstein frankincense. Does that make sense? Or am I lost in my aura? Membrane split diaspora, bipolar, bear by the polar. I'm in need of still waters, please bring me to the green pastures before I lose myself a mind. Born free, so tell me why in the world am I so confined? Thank you.
So you have to come back and read the rest of those verses for us, please. Okay. Next up is Kieran.
Hi, Thanks, Andrew. Cheers, man. Yeah, this is to the government and in honor of the ones homeless. You know who you are. You know who you are when you are being addressed. You recognize the eye contact that indicates the presumption of response. You know who you are, you don't hide. You know that if the house doesn't have a roof, it can't house people. You know well that if you don't send in a skilled practitioner, the roof won't be put on the house. If the roof has a house, you say the house doesn't have a window. You leave the window fitters at the door with their mouths open. You tell the open-mouthed window fitters that there is no work to do. You tell those behind the scantily populated, change-ridden takeaway coffee cup, door-keeping an empty building, that in fact there are no buildings. You make magic. The type of magic we were taught to fear. Committing yourself so fully to a lie, you don't even know that you're lying as you tell it. The reality of your words become the words of your reality. Seamless, stroke-free, feeding content to analysis. Tell everyone you're running while standing still. Demand so many decisions about what's not going on that they may never consider what is. You encourage violence in your sitting and your smiling. Your agenda is as naked as your body was when it came out. You breed poverty, euthanize the poor, and aren't worth the vomit you compel me to.
We're nearly at the end. The donation jar, I don't think it actually made its way around the room, so would you mind just passing that around there, please? And any donations are greatly appreciated, Carmila Mahagov. Just to remind you, on the 23rd of September, again, we've Culture Night here, two incredible poets, one, Stan Knott, our own regular, and also a poet from the Ukraine is going to be live on Zoom. And then our next Ovail in October is going to be the Munster Slam, So please come along to that. That's going to be a whopper of a night. Amy, are you going, do you want to read us one? Brilliant, so we might have one more on the open mic. There's just a quick announcement as well. On the 30th of September, Mr. JJF here has organised an event, Red Threads. It's going to take place in the Key Co-op, a lovely venue, hopefully the first of many. Himself and myself are going to share some words that evening. They'll have an Eventbrite page, it's great value, you get a meal and a free drink and some words, so it sounds good. So look out for that, it's going to be like plastered all over the gap in the next few days. You ready? Amy. So Amy's our last person on the open mic tonight, so enjoy. Thanks, Amy.
Hello everyone, it's good to be here again since 2017, I think, was the last time I was here. Okay, I'm going to read a poem called Izmir, an Eastern Jam. Cat-like green on your lips, gentle fingers fevering mine, Mediterranean sunshine lock in my bones. In cordon pavement cafe, Turkish coffee murmurs on a hot bed of sand. We savor in tiny finken cups, Day's eyes imperative. Can you see yourself in mine? Your thoughts tour in a new world, while I'm a resident dreamer. Presence is an awakening heart like a pale whisper. Through Zebek eagle-like dance and songs, the scent of Izmir roams like a cat. Thank you.
So again, thank you to all our fabulous participants in Zoom, and to yourselves, Gramila Mahagwiv, Slán Ó Maolaodha, and we'll see you on Culture Night, hopefully. Slán Ó Maolaodha.